Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be continuing our studies in the fifth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Halokeach min ha'ani, someone who purchases from a poor man. How is that? That's, for example, he receives food as gifts from the community, and then for whatever reason he sells what he received. So we've said previously that they're allowed to distribute produce and baked goods that are of questionable status when it comes to tithes. That's the subject of Demai, and we said you can give Demai to the poor. So if somebody buys from a poor person, and similarly a poor person who receives pieces of bread, hunks of bread, I guess not a whole loaf, but they would break bread, so let's say broken bread, and pieces of dried cakes of figs, then a tithe must be taken from each gift individually. But when it comes to dates and dried figs, he's allowed to mix them together and then take the tithes from the mixture. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when does this law of mixing apply? Bizman shahamatana meruba, when there's a lot in the gifts. Aval bizman shahamatana muetes, but when it's a small gift, it's not such a large quantity, maaser mikol echad ve'echad, then he must tithe each gift individually. And we'll see why that is in the Bar Neuro. Actually, let's look in the Bar Neuro now. Pilchei dvela, pieces of dried cake of figs, chatichos shel dvela. So he's explaining what pilchei is. Bolo v'notel, he's allowed to mix them and take tithes from the combination. Doris hatamarim o hagrogros, he's mixing the dates or the figs together, ma'arvin yachad, making a combination from it. V'hein nevlolin v'nis arvim. V'nimsa mafrish min hachikayev, diksavar yesh belila bedavar hayavish. So what is happening here is he has produce from many sources. Some may be tithed and some may not be tithed. So if you mix it together and you take the tithe from the combination, you may be taking from something that was or wasn't tithed. But here we're holding by a principle in the case of doubt of Demai that there is such a thing as a mixture when it comes to dry goods as opposed to liquids, where certainly if you mix liquids together, they're mixed. There's a different status when it comes to dry foods, but here in the case of Demai, we're saying that we can rely on the principle that there is mixing when it comes to dry things. Aval prusos shalechem v'pilchei devela ein nevalalin. And when it comes to the hunks of bread and the pieces of the fig cake, those won't mix together. And then if you try to do it there, you would be taking from something that's not needing to be tithed for something that does need to be tithed, which wouldn't be effective. So when it comes to small items like the dates or the figs, as opposed to the piece of cake or the piece of fig cake, then we're playing a numbers game. We're assuming that if you mix it 50-50, then your tithe will have 50-50 approximately in the mixture. Sort of like if you took a big bin of red M&Ms and a big bin of blue M&Ms and mixed them together and then took a random sample, if you did a good job mixing it, you should have an approximate amount in your random sample. Continuing in the Bar Neuro. Bizman shahamatana meruba, he can only do this when the gift is large. Bizman shahakol nosnin matana meruba, shakol hamatano shavos, when all the gifts that he's mixing together are large, so that there's roughly equal amounts. Azma welas belila, then mixing helps, because if you've got approximately 500 blue M&Ms and 500 red M&Ms, they're going to mix well. Aval bizman shahamatana muetes, but when the gift is small. We're talking about when one gift is smaller than the other. So already then, if we have a large gift and a small gift, mixing won't help. If you have 500 red M&Ms and 100 blue M&Ms, then it's skewed, and if you take a sample, you might get only from the majority. If the majority was tithed and the minority wasn't tithed, then you only get a sample from the majority, you haven't tithed the minority. Kach nira perush Mishnah zu b'Yerushalmi. And this seems to be the explanation of this Mishnah in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Let us continue now with Mishnah Vav. Halokeach min hasiton, someone who buys from a distributor. V'chazer v'lokach mimenu shniyah, and he goes back and he buys from the same distributor a second time. Lo yashir mizeh al zeh. He can't take tithes from one purchase on the other. Afilo me'oso hasug, even if he bought from the same bin. Afilo me'oso hamin, even if he bought the same type of produce. Ne'eman hasiton lomar mishel echadhem. But the distributor is believed if he says that these came from the same source. Let us now again look in the Bartonuro, Siton. What is this distributor? Sohel kelokeach tvua mebalei batim harbe biyachad umocher lachrem b'mida gasa. This is somebody who buys from a lot of sources, a lot of farmers or what have you, at one time, and then he sells them in bulk to other people. Lo yashir mizeh al zeh. He cannot tithe from one purchase on the other. The shema mashalokach mimenu bishniya ma'adam acher kanu. Maybe what he buys the second time came from a different source than what he bought the first time. Basir lafrushe min hapater alachayev. And then we see that he'll end up taking tithes from something that doesn't need to be tithed for something that does need to be tithed, and as we've said, that doesn't work. Afilo me'oso hasug, even from the same bin. Klomer me'oso kupa, from the same basket. V'domolo b'meseches kelim hasugin hagadolim. It's giving us another example of this word in Shas. V'afilo me'oso hamin, even from the same type of produce. D'shnehem shachmasis or shnehem lavana, that they're both brown wheat, they're both white wheat. V'im amar hasiton da'adam echad kane. And if he says that he got them from the same source, he is believed. That is the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.